Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Inside Leverage, your gateway to the fascinating realm of the Miami Dolphins. Join us as we delve deep into the team's dynamic Super Bowl journey. We invite you to share your most scorching takes, unwind, and relish in our captivating experiences.
Let's move on to the second round pick. I know that this is going to be a great topic for Chad. He's been on this player's, I guess you would say bandwagon or cheering section for a while. The Dolphins selected Patrick Paul, offensive tackle out of Houston.
Yeah, got to be honest. Wasn't a fan of him going in the 21, but it is justifiable that he went second round with the 55th pick. Listen, you can't ignore the athletic ability, just a little bit about him. He's an excellent mirror. He can mirror guys. He has long arms. He is a prototypical offensive tackle that NFL teams love. And it seemed we did a very extensive research on him. So we love the guy, and he loved us. And clearly the marriage worked out perfectly. So he is a Miami Dolphin. I like the pick at 55. I think he will definitely be a guy that's going to be developmental. He will get some playing time, but I think that he's going to learn and develop under Butch Berry and Armstead and all the other guys. For the time when Armstead starts and leaves, he's ready to come fill in and be ready to play. So I like the pick. I like the pick at 55.
I disagree with the notion that when you say he's a second rounder, when you go back to his film and you start seeing and you go back and see what the kid did in college, he's definitely a first round draft pick. If you can make a case for a guy like Mims, going where he went at, Patrick Paul is definitely a first rounder. Did I have him in the first round? No, I didn't. Because I was blinded by my other guys, Javion Foster, Sage Rose, but there's no way you can make a case that Patrick Paul did not belong in the first round. After what you see that happen. Second of all, in the second round at 55, that's a steal. The kid already has, if we're talking about it right now, the kid already has a play set for him. A pulling guard, pulling left tackle. And you're going to make a business decision when you see that big tank rolling at you. So for me in the second round, that is a great pick. You give Butch Berry the guy that he wants, because Butch Berry deserves to get a dog that he could train and make him a perennial all-pro. Imagine what if we could make Liam Eikenberg start at three positions, imagine what he's doing with Patrick Paul. I might drop.
Brent, you want to go ahead and what are your thoughts on Patrick
Paul? Well, when I continue to talk about these trench guys.
Here we go.
I look at this guy specifically, and I say, what does he bring to the team? And when I look at what he is going to bring to the team, not being able, being forced to start right now and pick up an offense, but being able to learn under two veteran left tackles, the seasoning that Terron Armstead and Kendall Lamb, as far as whether it's veteran moves, whether it's just how to become a pro, whether it's just how to take care of your body, whether it's, you know, things to look out for, the upside that he's going to be able to we're going to be able to see what we're going to get from this guy in combination with Butch Berry is going to be crazy to see. Like, to really be able to take a guy and really get him ready so when he does jump out at left tackle, you know, from the practices, from the film work, from the coaching staff, and even the players demanding greatness out of him, you know, he's going to be a great, great piece of this team. So I'm excited. Another trench guy, another French guy.
Patrick Paul is a guy who the Dolphins did a lot of work on throughout the process. As we know now, they had an affinity for both of each other. It went both ways. Paul was very infatuated with the Dolphins culture and what the plan was for his development. He had fallen in love with the fact that these guys, the Liam Eikenbergs, the Austin Jackson, and these guys were being developed. And under Terron Armstead, he would be able to come in and soak up that knowledge. He showed that he was extremely coachable at the Senior Bowl. A brilliant, brilliant young man. High character, leader, team captain, high ceiling athletically, but mentally as well. I think that he'll be able to pick up this offense. He's a guy who's, but without being technically sound, is still able to be extremely successful at his position. And I think the plan with him is to try to refine his technique and allow his athletic qualities to shine. And I think that Butch Berry is the perfect candidate to be able to extract that out of him. We like to Wally's point, we've seen what he was able to do with guys like Liam Eikenberg, Austin Jackson, Keon Smith, and all these guys that flourished under Butch Berry this past season. And I think that Patrick Paul is going to be added to the list. Mike McDaniel already spoke to the fact that they're going to be joined at the hip, so to speak, this offseason, and they'll be putting in a lot of work. And Patrick Paul is ready to do so. When I listened to him speak at the Combine and talking about how he wanted to be the president of Nigeria one day, and he comes from a political family there. So I feel like Chris Greer would just soak all that stuff up, man. And to Wally's point, I think there is a role for him. If he excels in training camp, he's a guy who could potentially play a lot sooner than people expect. If he shows that he's ready to get on the field, they're going to find a way to get him some opportunities. At the very least, while T-Stead is resting throughout the course of the week and practicing, they'll try to get him some reps and things like that, him and Kendall Lamb and Keon Smith. So there'll be a development plan of some sort for Patrick Paul. Excited to have him here.
No, I'm glad you actually brought up a lot of good points and a lot of points that I was going to bring up. The fact is that, you know, it's a well-documented that, you know, T says very close to retiring. You got Kendall Lamb with back issues that he's had. He came back. He's apparently coming back for one more year. So it was only right that the replacement for that side was going to get drafted. You know, I don't want to beat a dead horse and repeat what you guys said, but the one thing I will say is that from a coaching standpoint, what you want is a player that has a raw talent, is like Chad said, is succeeding, although his technique isn't the best, but also has the coachability and the eagerness to be great. I mean, Barry's got to be frothing at the mouth to want to get his hands on this guy and mold him into something that can be dominant in this league and protect Tua for a lot of years to come.